Since humans and animals regard many plants as their food, protecting the Earth's plants from disease and death is essential to the continuation of life on our planet. Recently, we interviewed Yuli, a fifth-year PhD student in the botany department at UBC, about protecting plants. She researches the signaling pathways involved in plant immune systems.
So we care about how plants can react to like protecting cells from the pathogen infections because it's very important for our like crop yield and the whole agriculture system.
The paper that Yuli's group published in October of this year focuses on a very interesting phenomenon in plant immune systems called systemic acquired resistance, SAR. When plants get a disease, they develop SAR after the disease is gone, so that they are not reinfected by this disease.
I mean, when plants get like local infection, then the like distal parts, like the leaves, it will get sort of an idea, say, oh, I got infected, then I need to protect myself. It sort of have a memory, and then this sort of called systemic acquired resistance will be activated, then the following up infection will sort of be decreased, or sort of like the plants get sort of protected.
Yuli's group looked at plants that were deficient in their systemic acquired resistance. They characterized these plants by showing that they had a mutation in the SARD4 gene. These SARD4 mutants also lacked picolic acid and instead had accumulated picolic acid precursors.
So the SAR4 mutant actually shows a very interesting, like very specific systemic resistance deficient phenotype. Then because that's from a forward genetic screen, so we by forward genetics is like we're screening a bunch of mutants like from whatever resources. Now actually we don't know what it is doing. What we're doing is like so this guy's we're screening for the deficient mutants with in systemic resistance.
Now we know picolic acid is a small organic molecule. Yuli said that picolic acid is a mobile signal to tell the leaves of the plant to prepare to protect themselves.
And I think around like 4 years ago, 2012, there was the German group showing like this, like amino acid, picolic acid could be a relative important mobile signal in the systemic acquired resistance.
So we also know that picolic acid contributes to the development of systemic acquired resistance. Then, Yuli told us the implication of the research, the results, and where it can lead us in the future.
I think for this one, what we are really trying to say is that we sort of confirm the previous literatures or like publications showing like picolic acid indeed is very important in systemic acquired resistance.
She also told us that people can engineer new genes, so it will one day be possible to engineer plants that are naturally more resistant to disease.